Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. Amen. What a blessing. Kofi is okay. Ubeya na wa say eh no. Adia wa boy abon sama we. Oh, solo. Oh, we've missed you. Oh, solo. But I think some people should move this way. Ransford and this way. Come to the middle belt. Sammy, come and sit here. Come and sit here. Eugene, come and sit here. Jerome, where are you sitting? Are you okay? Okay. Hallelujah. Hey, we are more than 100 in the room. Oh. Hallelujah. Because if this is how you are going to be responding, it means that either I don't like my preaching or... And I told your cousin the one day. Just one conference, she went, she's sick. I see. Amen. But I think that it's nice to see all of you once again in church. Put your hands together for yourselves. Your clapping is very weak. I don't know if you have problems in your palm. Glad it's nice to see you. I'm very excited to see you. Are you okay? Are you happy to see me? Or you are scared? Waba de waba. Asare de waba. Amen. But sometimes I sincerely wonder, when we close, somebody should check this thing well. I sincerely wonder what you do at home when you don't come to church. Do you understand the English? Are you twins? You guys, are you twins? You are not twins. You are sisters. What was your name? Delphine. Oh, is that how you talk at school? What's your name? When an elderly person asks you a question, you stand up and put your hands at your back and you speak loudly. It's a sign of respect. What is your name? Eh? Javi. Calvin. It's what? Kafui. Yeah, but I can't hear it. Well, I will say what I hear. Madam, you are what? Mousy. Okay. So you see, Mousy, Kafui. Kafui. What does Kafui mean? Kafui is more money. Sammy, go away. Your airway is not good. You are a fake airway. Grace, what is Kafui? Praise. Where is Anita? She has gone to visit her husband. Okay. So, I was saying something. So, I'm saying that I wonder what some of you do when you are home. You don't come to church. Okay. But whatever it is, you are doing something. But I don't think that whatever you are doing at home is more important than coming to say thank you to God on a Sunday morning. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, well, not coming to church is a good problem. Do you see that you actually have to solve in your life? Because whatever you are doing now is building your life. Shall I say it again? Whatever you are doing at this stage of your life, you are building your life. As you go to school, is there a way this light can come on? Especially this light. You have to see well. Do you understand? So, you are building your life. Whatever you are doing, as you go to school, it's your life you are building. Okay? Whatever you are doing If you go to school, they teach you ICT. All is helping to build your life. If you come to church, you're also helping to build your life. So from now, you are doing many things that are supposed to help or are becoming building blocks. It's okay. If you can't come on, it's okay. It's okay. So you are actually building your life. But you can either build your life on a good foundation or build your life on a bad foundation. And you can actually build your life without foundation. You can build without foundation. You might give me Luke chapter 6, verse 48. Start from 48. You can build your life, okay, without foundation. Or you can build. I don't know if you sense that today the year has changed. The background has changed. clap for him. There's solution to every problem. there's solution to every problem. The way your room is smelling, there's a solution. Yeah. All you have to do is to bring your dirty boxes out, wash them, clean the room, open the windows, fresh air. Every problem, because we are used to blue background. Me too. I don't like blue. I like where I see blue. No, it means that something bad is about to happen. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. So this is one way to build, where you dig deep, okay, and then you build the foundation on a rock. When you do that, Bible says that when the flood came, the river crashed against that house. It couldn't shake it because it was well built. Is it English? Is it clear? When give me NLT. Now we have different versions. Give me NLT. I want to make use of this thing. You might not disappoint me. NLT, New Living Translation. And I be in your sir. Sam is there. Because today we have to make sure that NLT. He is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on the solid rock. When the flood waters arise and break against the house, it stands firm because it was well built. So this is one way to build. Like even this edifice you are seeing, this office block where we are now. Those of you who were here when we started building this place, we have to dig deep. Yes. A lot of things are underground. But the foundation for a single room is different from the foundation for a three-story building. Do you understand? Now, let's go to verse 49. That's what I'm coming to. I'm still on my fornication thing. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without a foundation. So, this statement can actually tell you that, lady, you can build a house without foundation. You can build a house without foundation. And usually, those houses, they are quick. Quick. They start the house. 3 weeks, they've painted it. Landlord has rented it. Then when rains come, you see that the man has carried the fridge and the woman has carried the TV and the water has entered the house. Okay. When the flood sweep down against that house, it will collapse into the heap of rains. So there is a way to build your life without foundation. Before we see you are grown up. You have grown up. You have breast. You are waiting for a foolish man to come and marry you. And by all means, if you get to a certain age, you marry. Or you marry. But the man coming to marry you doesn't know that you don't have foundation. The girl coming to marry you doesn't know that he's come to marry a foolish boy. Because you see, if you are a boy and we marry you, you are supposed to take decision for the house. Yes. So that's why, sisters, you have to assess the credibility of whoever is proposing to you. You have to check his IQ. You have to check whether he's a sensible person. How will you know all this? If yourself, you don't have foundation, like brother, if you're also going to marry a girl, you have to find out whether the girl you are marrying is a correct girl. But how will you know the girl can't cook? You can't tell. You can ask the mother is cooking, she's reading storybooks. you say she should fry plantain, you will see that the plantain has become brown and black. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So when there is no foundation, what happens is that give me another version of this. The building collapses. That's what I'm saying, that when they say go to school and you don't go to school, what it means is that you don't have foundation, so your building will collapse. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. The destruction was complete. Okay? So, coming to church is a foundation you are laying, you know. Yeah, last Saturday, Friday night, I was talking to somebody and I told the person that, you see, as you grow up, there are many things that will not show. Like, as you are all sitting down here, how will I know whether Lois can cook or Lois cannot cook? How will I know whether Lois can prepare tea? Or Lois has not prepared tea for me to drink before. So if today I'm here, a certain boy says, come to marry Lois. Ah, do you understand? But as the boy is going, he knows that if he doesn't take care, when Lois prepared tea, instead of sugar, they put in salt. But that's what he would drink. That's what he would drink, because we can't tell. Alright. So rather build a good foundation. One day a certain girl, they were coming to marry her. You know how they do engagement and they give brother-in-law money? Yeah, the boys, the girl was marrying. Yeah, the brothers, they said they would not spend their money. That money, said no. This, we asked why. They said, oh, as their sister is going, 3 months she'll come back. Yeah, and 3 months the girl came back, because as she was with the brothers, she has stove in her room. When there's no food, she enters a room and prepare food and eat. And his brothers, he doesn't give them food, so they knew that this guy is going to marry her. She will cook and eat without giving the husband. Three months she came back. So it's a foundation. As you are insulting somebody, it's a foundation you are building. As for the foundation there, you are building it. Whether it's a good one, it's a bad one, we all don't know. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. So all this I'm describing is just to tell you that, look, church is a good place. It's one of the foundations you have to build. Do you understand? You must start your life on the godly note. Do you understand? Start your life on the godly note. Have Christ. You see, because at a certain point of your life, if there is no God, I was talking to somebody this Friday, and I told the person, look, at a point, one of the key things to even look out, okay, I'm connecting this because we are doing fornication. One of the things to even look out when you are looking for somebody to marry is not even to find out whether the person has money or not, but to find out who can talk to the person to listen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, who can talk to the person to listen? You know how sometimes you do something, you and your father, you don't have, there's a problem. But you tell yourself that, which of my uncles can talk to my father to listen? And if you don't have somebody like that, or you don't know anybody like that, if you come and marry Kezia, you know that when Kezia misbehaves and they mention my name, she will cool down. But if the Kezia's husband said, I'm going to report you to Reverend Kezia, who is Reverend King? Nonsense. That's it. So find out, Ransford, find out that this girl that you say you like, who can talk to the girl to listen? Yeah. Sisters, this boy that has come, he told you that your hair is long. That is not all. Because whether your hair is 2 centimeters or 800 meters, still, there must be somebody that will talk to the person to listen. You don't know somebody like that. You are saying you are going to marry. Thank God fornication. What in the member when? Yesterday we were at Abeka Church for a conference, and this afternoon we are going to finish it. It was a very nice conference. How many of you were there? Yes, so Lowa and Cordia, I don't even know who else. Oh, Waba. Okay, so sit here. And you see then. Hallelujah. So I started talking about what fornication. And I said it is one of the cancer young people experience. Do you understand? Yeah. Fornication. It's a very bad thing. It's give me 2 Samuel chapter 13. Let me see whether chapter 13 or chapter 16. But do 13. Let me see if what I'm looking for is there. It's one of the problems that young people face. Okay, 1 Samuel 13, that's correct. Give me NLT. Or you don't have NLT still. If there's NLT, give me. I think that now there, we have different versions. So it will make, because this Kames Dao is a serious thing. You don't understand. Yes, even me that I've completed medical school and I'm a doctor. Sometimes when I read King James, I don't understand. You that you are struggling with fraction, improper fraction. Now, David's son, Absalom, had a beautiful sister called Tamar. So this should tell that David had a son called Absalom. If they mention some of the names of David's children, there's one called Absalom. There's one called Solomon. Was Solomon David's son? Yes. And had a beautiful sister. Okay, so Tamar was also David's daughter. Do you understand? And Absalom had a beautiful sister named Tamar. And Amnon, her half-brother, fell desperately in love with her. Yeah. To those of you who say that he's my cousin, I'm coming for you. He's my cousin. Even your brother, one father, one mother, be careful. Verse 2. I'll finish in a short time. I'm going to Abeka. Verse 2. You might work with me while. Amnon became so obsessed with Tamar that he became ill. Yeah. He became ill. As the girl is bathing, he's watching the bottles. As he's moving, as he's there, as they are sleeping in the same room, he'll be lifting the panties to see what is under the cloth. I'm not preaching well. Next week, Auntie Harriet will preach. I'm a good preacher. She was a virgin. Can we say that about you? That you are a virgin? Because the way your class teachers have pressed you, know. Do you understand? The way the English teacher has pressed your breast, sir. Right now, your breast has become like anchor. And Amnon thought he could never have her. Do you understand? So Amnon has become sick because of Tamar. And he is thinking, what can I do to sleep with her? What can I do to have sex with her? Verse 3. Yima, let's go. But Amnon had a very crafty friend. His cousin. Jonadab. Yeah, his cousin. A very crafty. You see, that's why sometimes who you say is your friend. Some of you don't understand why sometimes when I see with certain people, I get angry. Oh, my Reverend, why? Reverend cried there as if he doesn't have heart. He uses battery. Yeah, because I know the person. You don't know the person. A friend, you see, a friend to smoke is a friend. To smoke is a friend. To listen to worldly music is a friend who will send you a track. You, where you stay, where will you get a Stone Boy song and listen? It's a friend. Where this girl stays? Your mother is a lady pastor. Your father is a bishop. How are you going to listen to Stone Boy or Shatawale song? It's a friend on WhatsApp who sent to you. He had a friend. The Bible says a very crafty friend. And that even friend happens to be his cousin called Jonadab. He was the son of David's brother, Shimei. Amen, let's go for. One day, Jonadab said to Amnon, what is your trouble? Why should the son of the king look so dejected morning after morning? So Amnon told him, I'm in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. You see, this is a family thing, though. We are not talking about weed smokers. They are the same house. Yeah. As you go and bath and you are wearing only panties and you are passing, your cousin who came from Oyibi, who came to visit you, but he's there. He's looking at your buttocks as you are keep going and you are coming. One day, Jonadab said to, yes, oh, Yima, I didn't understand me. Can you now codex one? Or I should pay? Today that the thing is working well, to you are making. If you don't go early, you impede the preaching. It has frozen. Hey, Yima, no. We are going to 5. After the one by phone, we are going to 5. Well, Jonadab said, I will tell you what to do. Jonadab said, the way, if you are in love with your stepsister, you don't know what to do, I'll tell you what to do. Go back to bed and pretend you are ill. When your father comes to see you, ask him to let Tamar come and prepare food for you. Tell him you will feel better if she prepares it as you watch and feeds you with her own hand. Is it not English? Yeah. You have a lot of sisters. Say, look, go and sleep and say that you are sick. When your father, your father will come and ask you why you are sick. And tell her, I want Jennifer, my sister, all my sisters, only Jennifer should come and she shouldn't prepare the food from her house. She should come and prepare it in my, as she's preparing the food, I want to be seeing her. When she finished, she should feed me. It's a plan. And you wonder how Jonadab knows this thing. Kayla, are you understand what I'm preaching? You wonder how. Yes, so I'm not laid down and pretended to be sick. When the king came to see him, this king was David. This story is in David's house. David, the pastor, these are the things in his house. When the king came to see him, I'm not asking, please, let my sister Tamar come and cook my favorite dish. Now, his favorite dish. All of us that we are sick, have we been able to eat our favorite dish? Please let Tamar come and cook my favorite dish as I watch. Then I can eat from her own hands. So David agreed and sent Tamar to Amnon's house to prepare some food for him. Of course. Father, oh, let my sister come in. Who think the father would think something bad? Your own sister. Are you understanding that when I'm preaching and I'm saying, one day, your brother will chop you. You say, Pastor, look at what Pastor is saying. Pastor is spoiling our mind. He will chop you. Obed you free. Yeah, I know somebody whose brother has been chopping hair. When I say chop, you understand? This is white church. Or, according to me, giraffe. Are you sure you are 12 years? We are 11. So David agreed and sent. When Tamar arrived at Amnon's house, she went to the place where he was lying down so he could watch her mix some dough. When she baked his favorite dish for him. Next, 9. But when she set the serving tray before him, he refused to eat. Everyone, get out of here. I'm not told the servant. So they all left. A king's son is just like the president's son. Harry, speak to your people. A king's son is just like the president's son. You have some security people following you. King's son, he's sick, so the servants will all be there. When Tamar brought the food, Amnon said, all the servants should go out. Everybody should go out. Only my sister and I, she's come to feed. If you people are here, I can't eat well. Yes. Let me tell you, sister. If somebody wants to have sex with you, the thing has been planned and calculated. Yes. It is planned. I'm telling you. It is planned from the beginning. The person knows what to do, what to do next. If this plan fails, he knows what else to do. There's something called plan B. You see the boys are saying it. Plan B. You think you are just visiting. That is why I tell you, don't visit alone. Visit in pairs or three. Young girl, why do you go to a boy's house alone? He will chop you. Don't worry. Now bring the food into my bedroom and feed me here. Yeah, did you do a bedroom? Do we eat in the bed? You see, when the boy say bring the thing to his bedroom, you see where the bedroom is coming from? Come and serve me breakfast in bed. But Tamar also, this is my brother. Do you understand? Do you think your brother would think something bad towards you? You ask that with Pique, do you think one day Pique would dream of raping you? No. Do you understand? That is your brother. Your brother say, come and feed me. Oh, mommy, I don't understand. Your brother say, come and feed me. All the girls here, if it were you, you would have behaved like the way Tamar has behaved.
normally. Your own brother. Sometimes when you grow up, you discover that you even have to go to your brother's house to even wash his things. It's not a bad thing. It's not bad at all. But you have to be careful. Can we continue? Verse 11. But when he was feeding him, he grabbed her and demanded, "Come to bed with me, my darling sister." My darling sister. These are this when the sweet words start coming. But you see that Tamar has refused. Let's go to verse 12. Where could I go in my shame? And you would be called one of the greatest fools in Israel. Please, just speak to the king about it, and he will let you marry me. So Tamar was saying that, look, instead of raping me, forcing to rape me, talk to our father. If you say you are the king's son, if you tell our father that you want to marry me, he will allow you to marry me, if that is what you want. But when you do this thing, you are going to bring a great shame, and you'll be one of the greatest fools in Israel. All this the girl has explained to him. But go to verse 13, 14, let's go. But Amnon wouldn't listen to her. And since he was stronger than she was, he raped her. The boys are always stronger than you. The boys are always stronger than you. Yes. Bible referred to women as weaker vessels. She is always stronger than you. He is always stronger than you. And he said, since he was stronger than she was, he raped her. That's it. Let me show you what happens in verse 15. The effect. Suddenly, Amnon's love turned to hate. This is what happens when somebody finally succeeds in raping you. The love the person had for you, now it turns to hatred. Instead of the person start now beating you. And the person saw hatred. And he hated her even more than he had loved her. Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah. You see somebody say, well, this man boy, he broke up with me. The reason the boy is after you is because of your vagina. The moment the person manages to sleep with you, he break up with you. Yeah. Hey, I wish. Go and get NLT version. If you use this one for quiet, I want you to understand. If you read this part, you want to understand. King James, you see, thou draggest her. Thou draggest. Give us King James version of this. And when you read, whether you understand it, give us King James version of verse 16. Just click on King James, KJV. Let's see. Yeah. And she said to him, there is no cause. This evil is sending me away, is stronger than the other that thou didst unto me. But thou will not hearken unto her. Look at this hacking beast. Go to NLT. That's where the action is. NLT is where you understand. I'm descending into. I'm preaching. No, Tamar cried. Sending me away now is worse than what you've already done to me. But Amnon wouldn't listen to her. They won't listen to you. This is how somebody was thinking to rape their own sister. Your case, even the boy is not your sister. If this is the own sister he has done this to, what of you that is not your sister? Yeah. So fornication didn't start now. Raping people didn't start now. Yeah. Let me tell you, whatever has happened, it has happened before. No. It didn't start yesterday. It was something that has been there. Yes. Are you still here? Yeah. So if the Bible is giving an example, you have to make a conscious effort. Go to Ezekiel 23 verse 3. Let me show you something there. Everything that is happening has been played before. Bible says that there is no secret under the sun. Ezekiel 23 verse 3. Let me show you. You see, anytime, anything I say, it look like, oh, this man there is imagining it. But I am telling you real things. Sit well, sit well. Don't sit like a fool. I'm telling you real things that have happened before. You can't find Ezekiel 23 verse 3. Eba, Ebeba, tell me, preach it. I'm quoting, I'm now coming to the point we started last week. I'll finish up the point with you. Hello, Ezekiel. Abba. 23 verse 3. If I speak here, they can't hear in the control room. They became prostitutes in Egypt. Even as young girls, they allow men to fondle their breasts. Hey, go to King James. Fondle, no? Hey, Anna. When Muma yen can work King James, you get it in King James. Fondle, no? Yeah, Monty, I say. King James says that, and they committed whoredom in Egypt. They committed whoredom in their youth. And there their breasts were pressed. Pressing of breasts. Pressing breasts. It started in Egypt. It didn't start in Soto. It started in Egypt. Who said Mashke? Go back to King NLT. NLT, there, Bwame. You see why I told you get me NLT? NLT is a very good. Go to the one you went before this one. Which version was that? And then, their breasts were caressed. Caressed. So go ask your father, what's the meaning of caressed? He will slap you. He knows what it is. And they play whore. A whore is a prostitute. When they say whore, it's a prostitute. It's a nice word for prostitute. And the Greek version is ashao. Okay, and they play the whore in their youth. So you can actually be a young girl, a youth, and be a prostitute. Or you don't like my church. I don't preach well. I don't preach well. Next week, help me out to preach to you. I'm not a very good preacher. Amen. So we started with how do you call it? Reasons why you must not do what? Reasons why you must not fornicate. What was the first reason? Fornication is disobedience to God. Yeah. The moment you allow somebody to sleep with you, you have disobeyed God. You have disobeyed God totally. What is point number two? It will destroy your soul. And last week I gave you a lot of scriptures concerning that. Your soul will be destroyed. What is number three? It will destroy your body. Our bodies are the temples of God. Don't destroy God's temple. Next. It makes you have what? Covenant with all sort of people. Yeah. Whoever you sleep with, you make a covenant with a person. Whoever you sleep with, whoever you have sex with, you... I hear Juanita is not well. What's wrong with her? Yesterday, what was... Head and stomach. My head. My stomach. My knees, my toe. Okay. You make a covenant with a person. Yeah. And that type of covenant is called blood covenant. Yeah. That's why we say that. Wait and marry as a virgin. Marry. Thank you for clapping. Marry as a virgin. Marry as a virgin. Who like to buy an apple? Many people has bite. You are going to buy apple when you went. Seven people, if you ask how much is this apple, then you bite and you put it down, you don't buy, then you bite. Seven people has beaten the apple. And then when you went, they sold it to you. Will you buy? Yeah, that's what it means when seven people have slept with you. And now we are coming to pay bride price to send you to our house. Yeah. And you have made covenant with all these people. You have made covenant with all of them. What's the next point? After you have made covenant, it brings evil spirits. Evil spirits. Yes, into your life. That's why sometimes we have to deliver. Jesus Christ. You are now giving pastors work to now cast out evil. Cast out because of a certain enjoyment, 3 minutes enjoyment you went to have, you know. Now we are coming to look for anointing oil and pour on you as if you are a plantain we are frying. I'll have none of such foolish things in my church to come and cast out demons because of you going for an Okada boy to sleep with you. An Okada guy who doesn't know how to wash his boxes. Draw mate whose armpit is smelling. He has not shaved for the past 5 years. And I'm now the station master.
So you are a foolish boy.
The station master who has red pen and blue pen writing car numbers has now given you 5 CDs to sleep with you. You are a cheap girl. What's the next one? It brings what? Yeah, so that's where we ended. It brings what? Sicknesses. A lot of sicknesses. Yeah. You get gonorrhea. You get HIV/AIDS. You get urinary tract infections. Do you know urinary tract infection? Yeah, shamomba. You get cancer of the cervix. You see, and amazing, all these ones is to the girls. Yeah. You get trachodomas vaginalis.
Yeah.
Your vagina will be itching you. Ask your class. It's called what? Riba. Eh? Riba. Riba. To be. You see substances coming out of your vagina, smelling liquids coming. All is because somebody had sex with you. When you remove your panties, you see different fluids, different colors. Different colors, and such things. You can't tell anybody. No, you can't tell anybody. Are you sure you can come? Jennifer, are you sure you can come and tell me that you have gonorrhea? You can't. No. Even something like menses, do you understand? Which is not a bad thing. If you are in your menses, do you tell me you are in your menses? No. You can't come and, Pastor, please, I'm in my menses. And if you are in your menses, I should give you part. Or I should do what for you? Even that you can't tell me. Then, when you start having discharges, you will see how uncomfortable it is. Even that thing, you cannot, don't discharge it. Unless you and the person are like this, before you can even say it. And sometimes whoever you are even telling cannot even give you solution. Yeah. And because I have the solution to that problem, you also can't tell me. Because when you tell me, I know what you've done. Do you understand? I know what you've done. The person who is come to have sex, you can't tell whether the person has HIV/AIDS or not. So different diseases, you'll be shocked that one sex you had for 2 minutes can bring all these things to your life. Why don't you wait? When I was going to marry, they said we should go and do lab test at Lighthouse Mission Hospital. St. Catherine, now it's called St. Catherine Hospital. When we went, I went there, we did all the tests. Then they said they were coming to do HIV test. HIV test, you do one by one. Hey, I knew I have not done anything, but even that, my heart was beating. So the man asked me, Pastor Ike, are you sexually active? I said, but I told you I'm a pastor. I'm sexually. So they did that thing. Then he said, okay. That is when you can breathe. Yeah. Because you don't only also get HIV through sex. So sometimes blade, sharp object, anything can. You just have to be careful. You see blade on the floor, no, you are using to remove your fingernails. Hey, only grace does these things. So you, what do you do? Amen. Yeah. Are you still here with me? Next one. Let's. What number are we going? Number 7. Fornication brings death. You die. Yeah, the end of it. You have not seen somebody who have died out of HIV before. You'll be afraid. Yeah. I have carried a coffin of somebody who has died of HIV before. I said, I have carried somebody's coffin. Do you know how to carry coffin? The coffin we sent to the cemetery. Yeah. I was part of the 6 people who carried the woman who has died out of HIV. Do you understand? Is there a problem? Because who has died out of HIV? I was there. I carried the coffin. You haven't seen one before, so you don't know what it is. If you have seen one before, you will see that, look, this is your boyfriend. You just leave him. Yeah. You see, let me tell you, I'm not against your boyfriend. If you have a boyfriend, what? I can't marry you. That thing, we are choosing one. I've chosen one already. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. I've chosen already. So all the girls here, I can't marry you. Do you understand? Even if they say I should select another girl, I won't select from here. Do you understand? Because the food I eat, none of you can cook it. I mean, you can prepare banku. Morning, afternoon, evening. She said no, so we can't marry. We can't marry. Yeah. Okay, so there are a lot of things that when we say don't do it, you will think that we are against you. No, we are not against you. We are not against you. Jennifer, how old are you? 12. She's 12. Is it your problem? She's 12. I think she's 100. When do you want to marry? Practically, what year do you want to marry in your head? When she's 23. So how many years more? 11 years. Okay. She's 12. She wants to marry at what? 23. I want to show you why she must not have boyfriend now. Okay. So 12 years. There's a certain boy has come that they are dating. No problem. What will you be talking for the next 11 years? What will you be discussing for 11 years? Are you understand what I'm trying to say? But if you are dating the person, you'll be talking with the person. Is that not true? So you are, okay, I get to know you. We know you. Oh, please talk to the people over there. When pastor is preaching, only one person is talking. Do you see? Only one person. Otherwise, you open the door, then our sound will go there. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? What will you be talking for the next 11 years? Don't you think that if they date after 1 year, there'll be a panty remover? Yes. Yeah. So that is one thing that you have to have. Because as the boy is coming for only one reason. Only one talent. Only one talent the boy has and is coming because of it. But you see, you are thinking that this is a boy who cares. He cares. Who cares? Jesus cares. Okay. Yeah, so you should ask yourself that, Nancy, what will we be talking about at all? Okay, I come and visit you. I come to you. What are you going to be talking with the person? So there is a point in your life that having a beloved is necessary. And when you get to that stage, you will know, or we will be asking you that, where is your beloved? Yeah. Because one of the fights, very soon, I'll be fighting with Harriet, is where is your beloved? Because come and sit down. Because right now, how many of you are ready to attend her wedding? Yeah, we are all here. We are all here. Do you understand? We are all here. So maybe we are giving a next 2 years, we should attend a wedding. Next 2 years, we should, because it's been a long time since I did mine. It's been a long time. She has to do hers. Made of honor, why be a check? Do you understand? So, but I cannot be asking Shelley that, where is your beloved? What class are you? Class 6. Now we are going to do JHS 3 years. Go to SHS 3 years. Go to university 4 years. That's about 10 years before national service, 11 years. When at all are we going to this? It will come, but not now. So, because of the disease you have acquired, do you understand? You see, because even the boys you see moving about, they also have issues. So, some of them have HIV, don't tell you. Yeah. Something like hepatitis B. You can even get it by kissing. Kiss, exchange of saliva alone can even introduce a lot of diseases into your life. Just kissing. So be careful. There are a lot of diseases you can get through saliva. That's why wearing of the mask is good. This type of people who come to the trotro, yo, enuanum, share me chiamo, me to a drobe has a drobe a yep. You see the saliva. I just move from there. Amen. Next one, let me do it quickly. Number 8. Fornication brings unwanted pregnancies. Yeah, you'll be pregnant. Look, all of you sitting down here, girls, if you have sex today, you'll be pregnant. Yeah. You will be pregnant. I'm telling you, including the 12-year-olds. I know somebody 9 years, she was pregnant. Yeah. You will be pregnant. Yesterday, I was listening to some deputy minister or something talking about, and he said that in a year, they have about 55,000 school children getting pregnant. 55,000. Yeah. So when we are talking about sex in church, it will look like, oh, and the pastor needs to preach. Amen. When you preach, you. Kafui, you are sleeping. Open your eyes. This thing I'm preaching to you, Elapema. Eh? Novi, Elapema. Look at you. Hallelujah. Yeah. What's the point? Unwanted what? Pregnancies. Hey, priest, are you ready to have a baby now? So why will you go for somebody to chop you? Eh? Lydia, are you ready to have a baby now? Are you ready to carry a baby? Naming ceremony. Naming ceremony, we will come. Oh, Reverend, if I come, don't give me coke. No, Reverend, don't give me. Mort or Don Simon. Or Sirius, yes, Sirius. Sirius with McVitie's biscuit, Reverend. And even when I come, I can request for Jollof. They'll do it for me. Come, they're welcome to do the Kojemo. Do you see? I'm going to do bleh. And usually when I'm coming, I'll not come alone. I'm coming with 8-10 people. Like yesterday, we went to Abeka. I went with people. I said that all my people, what will you eat? If you are going, what will you eat? Banku and tilapia, yes. Right, so before we come, we give you the list. These are the food we eat when we come to your house for the Kojemo. Otherwise, we will not come. Yeah. Unwanted pregnancy. See that? Hey, I'm not the one. You are the father of the... Hey, I'm not the father. Hey. You are the one who chopped before Akwesi also chopped. Say, hey, please, so may I chop mine in the evening? The baby is fair. It's possible that the one who chopped in the afternoon during the light out, you hear issues. That like when they born the baby, if the baby is black, it means the people they did the thing in the darkness. If the baby is fair, it means that Akwano time and light to no more. You are not saying we are unwanted pregnancy that you don't need. There are pregnancies you need it to. When you marry, finish, it can be one of the main prayer topics. Lord, me a baby, carobo Syria. You be drinking oil and things. You see, and the devil is very crafty. When you are not married, there, it's easier to get pregnant when you attempt these things. But when you are married, to even get, there are some people who are. Have I locked the office? By the keys here. Keys are open. Jessica, if your baby is crying, please send him. I don't want to hear noise here. Is he asleep? David will not sleep now. This is my boy. He woke up 4 a.m. When we were not awake, he was awake.
Yeah.
Unwanted pregnancy. So if you know the pregnancy is not something you want, don't, because what do you expect? And see, some of these people, they will, you will use condom. You use condom. You will use condom. Car tie is able to burst. And a condom. Do you know car tie? Car tie, po, and balloon. What do you mean? Balloon. Then if I do know car tie can burst, po, and a balloon. Next one. I'm preaching good, or I'm not preaching. Fornication brings unwanted abortions. Yeah. Abortions. Look, abortion is a sin of murder. When you abort somebody's baby, you have committed murder. Many fornicators are murderers. Yeah. I heard of a girl who went to do abortion. As she was going, that was her ninth abortion. You are a murderer. You'll be forced to abort. Yeah. And sometimes when you look at the things that comes with abortion, one day I'll show you a documentary of abortion. If you see a boy here, you pass here. Yeah. Abortion. Very serious. It's between life and death. Yeah. You, the one doing the abortion, it's possible you may not come back. So don't engage yourself in it. You'll be shocked that sleeping with a man for just 1 minute, 1 minute, oh, can cause all this. If my wife is pregnant, is it a shame? Is that a shame? As a matter of fact, everybody will be expecting her to be pregnant. But you, when you are pregnant, it's a total shame. Even church, you can't come. Oh, whenever your face will die complete. Yeah. I am telling you, even school, you can't go. You can't go to school. Amen. Amen. Number 10, fornication brings infertility. There's something like rake, small rake. And there's something like small, it's called forceps. They put it, I'm teaching you how they do the abortion. They push it through your vagina, into your womb. And then when they hold any part of the baby, they squeeze it, turn it like this. Because they want to kill the baby. So they keep turning it. So they destroy the fetus. Then that thing called rick, they push it into your vagina. They don't cut you. You feel that they push it into your vagina too. You see, because as they use that forceps to kill the baby, they want to mash the baby. So when they mash the baby now become like corned beef. But yes, don't laugh. It's a serious, like corned beef. So now we have to make all those corned beef thing come out. So they now push the rick, that small rake, into your vagina to bring all those things out. Now, as they are doing it, you see, your womb is supposed to be rough so that when the egg comes there during menses, the egg comes there, it can attach itself to the wall of the uterus. Okay? But when they put that rake to rake the thing, now, saw occurs in your uterus. So when the saw dies, you see, when you get a saw and it dies, the place becomes very smooth. So when the place becomes smooth, ideally it's not supposed to be smooth, but when it becomes smooth, when now you grow up and you marry and your egg comes, instead of the egg attaching itself to the walls, now the place becomes smooth, so the egg cannot stay. So anytime you get pregnant, then the thing comes out. It's called infertility. It comes out like that. So you don't know why it has happened. You pray like that, but that's because of what you have done in the future. Yeah. And sometimes people don't go to hospital. You've heard it, broken glasses. Have you not heard of that story? Those who do abortion, broken glasses, mix it with malt and pepper, and they drink. You wouldn't want to do that because of 1 minute. Stop it. Some people I heard of, they said they'll climb something, then they'll come in, they'll fall down with their buttocks. Then the fetus come out. Don't laugh. It's a serious thing. Abortion, very desperate. No, because you don't want your mother to know that you are pregnant. They'll skin you alive. They will skin you alive. Who are you going to tell that you are pregnant? So those people who cannot endure that, they ran out of the house. Yeah. I stayed with a girl like that. Look, that female, and the boy who impregnated her, you see where we're staying, we used to stay in Dam Lyceum. So it's a school. The school, a lot of, you see their classroom. So sometimes one school, you can have about 4 churches. Yeah, and one of the church, one of the people come to, the prayer warrior. Everybody say prayer warrior. Pandoroba Syria. That boy, he impregnated. Yeah. Those prayer warriors, when you look at their shoe, you see that there's no future. Shoe pa faneke. And they have some dirty jeans be on mutashe. With some towel be. That towel, when you smell it, if you have headache, you'll be cured. Pregnated the girl. Look, don't do. Now they say, oh, the prince, okay, now whatever has happened, she should go and pack it. She ran away with the guy. Yeah. I stay somewhere in Omanjo. Her life has become basa. No help. Unwanted abortion. Why will you put yourself into all this? And see, and that thing, you have to be hiding from people. Yeah, you have to be hiding from people. It comes with shame. Oh. Real shame. And see, and around that time, you feel the whole world is against you. And nobody understands you. Why will we understand you? When you went and you were doing it, did you do it with us? Why do we have to understand you? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Infertility. Next one. Fornication brings unwanted children. Hey. Some of you, your parents are always angry with you because they didn't plan for you. If they use your head to insult your father, you know that, look, that thing, you know. It's as you have come, you are a burden. You are the reason your mother has not been able to come the lawyer she wanted to become. Because when she became pregnant, now she can't go to school again. Yeah. Trinity. Your head like December. Have you seen December before? How will somebody's head become like December? If your mother is trying to say she gave birth to you in December. Yeah. They'll start calling you degree. Degree, because when your mother went to university, you are the one she came with. Degree, BC, WASI result, WASI, yeah. You see, when the thing started, you not think about all this. You think you are in love. In love. You see, and usually this thing called love, it lowers the power of reasoning. When you are in love, there is nothing they will say you will understand. Yeah. You can't see that the boy, his armpit is smelling. Everybody can. Only you can't see. Only you. Hey, they will explain to you that the boy, his leg is like K. But you are seeing it straight. But all the 31 million of us, we are seeing that the boy is... leg is key, but because you are in love, no, the love has blinded, so you can't see K. You are seeing I, two I. That's what love does. That's what it does. I'm telling you. And when the thing is last, there's a difference between love and last. Last, cry, it takes you to another realm. Yeah. I had a cousin. Oh, she was here before. Even before I married, she came. No, even when I married, she came to see. If you see her, if I tell you she's my cousin, you won't believe it. But if they tell you it's Auntie Yvonne's sister, she's just fair like her. She came, her Wasi resort were not good. So, Charlie, come and stay with us. Prepare your resort. Finish, go to nursing. So, okay, she's going to the hometown to go and bring her things. You see, she went, she was not coming. I drove from here to the house. When I went there, they say, oh, she's not around. I called, she didn't pick. The next time, I heard of her, she was pregnant. It's not the pregnancy which is my problem, but the person who impregnated her is a mobile money agent. She said, Nejuma, so yeah, mobile money. Momo, yeah, Momo, yes. Momo, yes. Give me fish that will shame my enemies. Momo, yes. Fast forward. I sent a text. I said, look, you have disgraced me. But I told her that, look, the thing is that you are my sister. I can't throw you away. Do you understand? No, I can't say she's. I told her that, look. So, fast forward. She came to born and all that. Recently, it was her birthday. Then she called me. Uncle, I say yes. Today is my birthday. I'm say I know. 25th July, day, I know that's your birthday. I'm say, but your husband is there. He said, even that boy guy is not minding me again. I say, yeah. He will not mind you. Right, 2 Fridays ago, I was there. Uncle. I say yes. Today is Loyalty's birthday. The baby is called Loyalty. I swear. Move to the papa. The friend quick who friend learn. Uncle, today's Loyalty's birthday. I'm saying, now am I the father? If today's Loyalty's birthday, I tell him, man, I should do what? He said, like, we want you to send money so that we used to do party. Said, Nibad, this is the first birthday. I'm so boy. Me is an issue. Yeah. So I said, no, look, no problem. After you have born, no problem. Let's correct the wrong. So the school started planning with the school back. So after that, I have to call the husband and tell her this. So the husband said, oh, he's thinking of some business. She doesn't want a job that Ghanaian government pays. She wants some big business that she wants to do. And then mobile money, no. Yeah. It brings what we call unwanted children. Children that we don't want. Yeah. And some of you, that's the feeling you have. You feel like, Charlie, the way your mother has been insulting you, you feel she's not your real mother. You are the real daughter. Oh. Just that she didn't prepare for your arrival. She thought she was just having fun before she seen you have come. Yeah. Next one. Fornication. Okay, the children become social deviants. Everybody says social deviants. Yeah. Such children, they don't have. You see, when it happens like that, the father will not accept. Yeah. That's why some of you don't know your father. Don't know your father. If you ask, who is my father? Your mother will, my boy in so. She insults you, she share insults. And sometimes when you even look exactly like your father cried, you have spotted the thing. So because there is no father figure in the house, you do whatever you want to do. Look, when you stay with only your mother, it's different too. And it's different when you stay with both parents. Look, we all at least, you have some fear for your father, true of us. Charlie, you know that, Charlie, if your mother says you don't obey, ask your father when he comes on the scene. Yeah, somebody like Lois. Hey! Jojo can do something to you, but they'll beat the three of them. Jojo. Jojo can misbehave, but they'll beat all the three. Yes, so if LP talks and Lois says she will not listen, but when the father arrives, dear. So Children who grow up in a house where there is no father is different. Even if your father is calm. How many of you know Nadia? Nadia, yeah. Last time we were talking names. Sir, your father, he said no. He said, my father, he has never beaten us before. But the way he will look at you, eh? Hey. I say, only the looking. He said, you don't understand. He said, the father has never, up to now that she's 18 or whatever, the father has never beaten her before. And I said, so? He said, Reverend, the way he will look at you, eh? You know, the mood, the thing will leave you. And the father, he doesn't talk. He's the chief, so to him, chief, he doesn't talk. But they see the way you eye you. Yeah. And recently, when the election they did recently, so I think President Nanado came to meet the chief, and then they formed a convoy. They were going. He said, as they were going, she was also walking by the roadside. She said she was going somewhere. The father said they should stop the car. He said, call that girl going for me. All the cars have stopped. About, let's say, 12 cars. Pinipin, they've all stopped. The chief said they should call the daughter. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to buy something from here. He said, come and enter the car. He sent her to the house. The father doesn't beat. But the way they look at you, you see that that alone is... You see, when you do something, your father knows you have done it. But they've not called you to beat you. It's more serious than the one they call and slap you. Look, you know you've stolen the money. As you are stealing the money, you know they saw you. But they've not called you for a meeting. Hey, I mean, your prayer is, oh Lord, let them call me and beat me so I can feel free. They are not talking about the money that is stolen. No. They are not saying your matter, but you are in the house. So that Charlie. So when cry, would they call and beat me so that I'll feel free? Because you know you've done something bad. So children become deviant. They become social misfits. Okay? They become wayward when there is no father figure in their lives to correct them. So you, these boys, if you go and impregnate somebody, don't run away from the pregnancy. Don't run away. Can you imagine? Then I'll say that I'm not the one who impregnate. I'm not the father of Fanwell. Do you see? You've worried the girl, and you've also worried the mother. So he grows up thinking that, so who is my father? Do you understand? Who is my father? So that in a, is, so when you go to school and they say, write about your father, there you see that is different. Next one. I'm closing. Fornication brings disgrace. Proverbs 6:33. Fornication brings what? Disgrace. It brings disgrace. You will be disgraced. Proverbs 3:6:33. He will be wounded and disgraced. His shame will never be erased. You know, if you go and have sex, you will think everybody have seen you. He's saying that's when the devil begins to minister and look at you. Sport girl, you say you're in the choir. You think this is what all the choir people have been doing. Look at you, shameful girl. So you'll be hearing voices. That's what will make you stop church. Look at you. Look at you. When you go, your pastor think you are holy. Now look at you. Look at you. You see, but before then, the devil will be telling, oh, give it a try. This guy is a cute guy. Hey, cute guy. Cute guy. Or maybe we need one time. He will be wounded and disgraced. Your shame will never be erased. Yeah. Look, there are some people, they still regret the person who broke their virginity. They regret. So when they hear a name, then you are thinking. Yeah. So when they mention a name here, you frown. You say, the rest is history. You'll be disgraced. Fornication comes with disgrace. Number 15, last one. Fornication breaks marriages. It breaks what? It breaks what? Marriages. I want to see all the BEC candidates. Those who are writing BEC, I'll meet you in my office after church. It breaks what? Marriages. Don't do it. Don't. Do not. If you don't want all these 15 things in your life because of something once, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Fornication is never a good thing. Never. You see, Christmas is coming. You see, that's what the boy is saying. Sometimes when you get phone, you don't know how the boys get your number. If like we should give you phone right now, tomorrow morning you see some boy, you don't know who has texted you. Oh, I'm texting from Abilinkpe. Oh, I know you. She knows your name. He knows your name. He has your picture. He has your everything. Yeah. So dating now, you are putting yourself in big stress as you are dating now. They keep asking, have you eaten? Come and visit me. Yeah. Recently, I took somebody's food, and there were more than three boys asking one girl to come and visit them. When are you visiting me? We should visit. Are you sick? Are you on an evangelism? Come and visit. I am telling you that the day you will visit, that is the day they will chop you. The guy will chop you. You do what? He'll chop you. Oh, JJ, man. Don't do it. Girls, don't do it. Boys, don't do it. As you are moving, this is your cousin. He say he has come Christmas. He's from Dodowa. He has come to visit people in Soto home. You are bathing together. Oh, I will say, look, at this stage, don't even bath with your brother. No. Why would you want to bath with your brother? If you are a brother, you are in the same house with her. If your sister has gone to bathroom, leave the room for her to dress up. You should know all these things, oh. Otherwise, you put yourself in trouble. Serious trouble. I am saying that your own brother can have sex with you. I am saying it. Be careful. Yeah. Your own father can rape you. Yeah, I know somebody. She came to share her story with us. Sweet Melodies. Her stepfather wanted to have sex with her. So, your class prefect, dear Freebonto, your class prefect, who is not your relation, is free. It's easier. May the Lord save you in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord save you in Jesus' name. May the Lord save you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's be careful. Let's be very careful when these things come up. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father, we pray that you deliver us from every form of fornication, every spirit responsible for fornication that will spoil our life and lead us into sin. Deliver our souls in the name of Jesus.
Amen. This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.